we're talking about the issue of making what bracha to make when you have soup and you have more than one item or ingredient in the soup. We spoke about last week a case where a person added flour or added some type of mezonos into the soup. It was there just to thicken it, to enhance it, so then the bracha is a shahakol. If it's there for its own purpose, then the bracha is a mezonos. Without getting involved in all the lacha zikr and tuffel, because I realize we don't have so much time this week, and then we're off. I don't want to start the lacha zikr and tuffel now. I'd rather leave it for after the break. But just in order to at least complete the unit about soups, let's just try and get some basic points about zikr and tuffel, and apply that to the lachas of soups. Maybe it'll take us more than one day, and then we'll close up our unit on Brei Pi Reis, Brei Pi Adama. We have a rule when it comes to ikur and tofel that mezonos is always considered an ikur. The exception being when mezonos is there to play just for the purpose of thickening, or it's not there to be for its own flavor. It's not there for its own satiation. It's there just to thicken, etc. But in general, mezonos is the ikur. In the halachas ikur and tofel, that can have one of two applications. In a case where you make a food which is becomes one entity, one unit, and the mezonos in it, the mezonos becomes the ikur, the bracha is just b'rei b'nei mezonos. In a case where it's clearly still two distinct items, it's a double, it's more than one, it's not a single entity, it's two separate items. So then we have to define the ikur and tuffel. Over there, in that situation, mezonos never becomes a tuffel to the point that it loses its bracha, but lav dafka gets the only bracha. So, if I'm making a cake and I have mezonos in there, I make a cheesecake and there's mezonos in there, and I bake it together, as long as it's just there to hold the item, and that's all it is, so the bracha is going to be a mezonos. It was baked together, so that becomes one entity. You make a fruit Danish with fruits. So, even if there's more fruit than mezonos, it was baked together, cooked together, that becomes the fruit. Unless it's very, very thin, it's just there to hold the fruit. If you take a piece of cake and you put some fruit on top of it, so we say, one second, well, what's your main... Then we have to know what your intention is. If your intention is, the ikar is for the fruit, so you have to make a bracha on the fruit, but you still make a bracha on the mezonos. So you make two brachas in that scenario. If your ikar is the cake, and you're just having a little bit of fruit along to make the cake taste better, then you just make one bracha of mezonos. So let's apply it to the case of a soup. So if I have a case where I'm having chicken soup or having a tomato soup, and I put in a little bit of mandels or something of that sort, so the meeker is the soup, so I have to make a bracha on the soup. But the correct bracha is a shakol. But mezonos doesn't lose its own bracha, even though it's not one entity. It was added afterwards. It wasn't cooked together. It's added afterwards. It's not one entity. So I'm going to make two brachas in that scenario. I'm going to make a bracha shahakol on the soup and a mezonos on the mandels, on the kanedel, whatever it is I'm putting in. The exception to that, I didn't understand this halacha. Once I read it, so it didn't make any sense to me. I went to Max's and I got a chicken soup with a matzo ball. It's right, the ikur over there is the matzo ball and not the soup. It's like a gigantic matzo ball with a little bit of soup in the bottom. So over there, the soup is coming to maybe it's coming to enhance the matzah ball. Maybe I can hear such. I'm not sure what the law. You have to decide what your kavana is over there. But in general, a person puts a kanedel into a soup. He wants both. So the kanedel is not his ikur kavana is the kanedel. His kanedel kavana is the soup plus the kanedel. So it's going to be two brachas. So a person's going to have a barley soup that's cooked together. We spoke about that last week. That's already cooked together. Then the brachas is mezonos. If you would add something afterwards, which is what we're talking about today, then it depends. So if the main thing would be, if you're adding a non-mezonos, then you'll make an ikur as a soup usually. If you're adding a mezonos, some mezonos, you'll be making two brachas, one for the mandels, and one for the soup, one for the kanedel, one for the soup, etc. I'll talk about vegetables in a chicken soup tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Have a good morning.